not my part of the job here. I don't do cards. I don't do audience cards. Well, you know, I'd like to think I do the same as the attack cat in that situation. But you never know. Well, what do you know?
Live from Albuquerque, New Mexico to Oxford, Mississippi, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on the piano, Jeff Hammond on bass, I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, things get a little freaky with Stephen J. Dubner, plus all the news that isn't and the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know is provided by PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now the man who's got a smile on his face for the whole human race. Hey, it's almost like being Michael Feldman.
You're going to sing it. Come on.
You remember the last time I sang? It didn't work out so well.
Come on. Come on, sing it.
Oh, no.
You want to hear her sing it, don't you? That's almost like being in love. Our adaptation.
Ready?
Yeah.
It's not the right tune.
That's right.
Now the man who's got a smile on his face for the whole human race. Hey, it's almost like being Michael Feldman.
Yeah! Get out of this park!
I think we got a new bit. We can do a new bit.
That was very, very good.
Oh, thank you.
Very, very Ethel.
Me and Ethel.
You and Ethel.
Yeah.
Or Kate.
Oh,
or Kate.
I'll have to start wearing pearls.
Okay. Meanwhile, Back to the Series was in some comedy. Tara, the attack cat. Yeah. Following that story?
Yeah.
You have to. It's everywhere. She's everywhere. Tara the attack cat. Now, if Tara can save the brown dog from being put down, I'm thinking sainthood. Saint Tabitha, if there isn't one already. Kind of really overestimating her, though, if they think she's going to throw out the first pitch at that ball game. That's giving her too much credit. My Puggle Tina, for example, amazing infielder, can't make the throw. Otherwise, Golden Mouth Award for Tina. All right, and all the attack cat news. Kim and Kanye to wed at Versailles in a let them eat whatever ceremony. Clay Aiken, determined not to come in second again, has apparently killed his opponent to take the North Carolina House seat. Okay, you're doing really good. Much better than I thought we'd be doing. Jeff Koons' Popeye sculpture sells for $28.1 million. The 0.1 goes to olive oil. Red lobster downsized to red crawfish. From somewhere in the Brazilian rainforest comes Snowden boy Glenn Greenwald's new book, No Place to Hide. It's ironic, huh? I was thinking that too. Google agrees to the EU right to be forgotten after a suit is brought by Heinrich Himmler. By a Heinrich Himmler. Russia annexes the International Space Station, now known as Upper Crimea. In Palestine, in case you were, Hamas clears out of Abbas's occupied house, albeit with Mrs. Abbas numbers 2 and 3. I don't expect anyone to like that. I don't even like it. I don't know why it's in there. Lady Gaga's performance in the UAE in the Emirates will be adjusted to local norms. She'll perform as usual, but the audience will be blinded. The Bucks are sold to New York investors. We'll see if they care to dabble in Milwaukee. What do you think? I think they're out of here. This question of where they're going. Karl Rove says Hillary is brain damaged. Karl Rove, also known as George W.'s brain, knows of which he speaks.
Whoops! You can't say that on the radio. We'll return to more fun in just a moment.
Red wine does not make you live longer. It just slows you down so it seems longer. Science has discovered. Everyone's discovered that one. Jeez. White wine, of course, just makes you eat cheese. It's the only effect Only health effective. Red, white one. J.D. Power, not to be confused with J.D. Byrider, says airline satisfaction has reached an all-time high low. I fly lowered expectations, airlines. Fly the friendly skies and what can you do? Senator Marco Rubio says even if there is global warming, he likes it hot, hot, hot. No commitment from Speaker John Boehner on immigration. He may leave and he may not. Something fishy with the fish oil study, more at 10. Google Glass, they're trying to lighten up the image of Google Glass. They're partnering with the Groucho Glass and Nose people. So that should work then. They get Elton John to wear them, you know. Home run. That's a home run. GM has now recalled more cars than it's sold, so they're forced to recall Fords and Chryslers as well. The 34-year-old Texas woman who posed as a 15-year-old high school sophomore was found out when she had hot flashes at prom. I'm anxious to hear what the ex-Clippers Donald Sterling has to say about the whole Jay-Z Solange situation. Bound to be interesting. And Beyonce, what's with that? A diva can't punch and kick her own guy? Page three. Oh, that hurt more than it should have. The new Godzilla movie is out. But hey, if it doesn't have an 18-inch Godzilla model trashing a tabletop Tokyo, despite a full-size Raymond Burr, it ain't Godzilla. That's all the news that isn't. There, that wasn't so bad, was it? See? No one was hurt in the making of that monologue. Not irreparably. By the way, the offer, graduation offer here, by the way, I know graduations are going on all over. Our own Martin is out there graduating right now without the Frisbee, but I'd like to mention, I am available to fill in for any last-minute commencement speaker cancellations. They've been canceling them right and left. I can fill in all over the place. If Concordia rethinks the Walker invitation, for example, I'm there. I'd be there at Concordia 75 minutes. I've had this keynote address for years and years and years, and no one's ever asked me to do a commencement speech. So I'm there. It's entitled, "The Future is Yours." Yeah, right. So congrats, by the way, to all grads today. Everyone graduating today, congratulations. They're the UW and all over the place, and Concordia, and Martin Babcock. Congratulations. Now pay for it. Now start to pay for it. Boy, that's the tough part, isn't it?